Hey, over here. Hey. Hey. Oh. Hey, what's going on? Why do you keep walking away? Can you hear me? I've been calling after you for like 5 minutes now. What's up with you? What's going on? Yeah, I was outside your work today. I was waiting for you, but you didn't show. I waited for like 30 minutes, eyes locked on the entrance, and nothing. What's going on? You're not trying to avoid me, are you? I mean, that's just so rude. I know we're not going out yet, and we don't really know each other that well, but come on, you know of me. Ever since we bumped into each other on the bus that one time, and I caught sight of your beautiful eyes, face, body, every part of you, really, I knew we'd have to be together. That's why you're seeing so much of me these last few days. Outside your work, when you're getting groceries, even at your friend's funeral. It's all because I've been following you. I've got a bit of a crush, see? And I wanted to see if you were the one, you know? That our lives were compatible. I mean, it's not that weird, really. Kind of just like scrolling through your social media, but in person. It's just how my brain works. Yeah, it's been like that for every little person I've had a crush on. And I'm sorry if that's weird or something, but I promise, I don't mean any harm. I could never hurt someone like you. Someone so delicate and beautiful. And you know what happened today? I realized that we are compatible. We have so much in common. And I spent all morning working up the courage to finally speak to you. To finally introduce myself and show you that I'm someone worth knowing. Someone worth spending time with. I wanted to do it when you finished work. Even waved at you through the window to show you I was there. But then you snuck out the back without even giving me a chance. Well, I don't think that's fair. I put a lot of effort into deciding if you were the one. The least you could do is spend some time with me. So, hi. I'm Dolph. Nice to finally meet you. What are you doing? Shake my hand. Come on. Shake it. There we go. So nice to finally feel your skin. It feels exactly how I imagined. Soft, but warm. Just how I like it. Ugh, I hate when hands are too old or wrinkly, you know? Ugh, feels horrible. Now, let's do something. We should do something to celebrate our first meeting together, shouldn't we? Our first proper meeting before our future unification. A first date, if you will. A first date! Obviously, it's still pretty early in the afternoon. Not too many restaurant places open at the moment. And we can't really go there how we are now, can we? I mean, look at us. Well, look at me. You look amazing in anything, sweetie. But you get what I mean. It'd be disrespectful to the restaurant owners. But I don't want to wait ages to do something. So let's go somewhere now, yeah? After the hours I spent outside your work, I'm starving. There's a grumbling hole in my tummy, and I want to fill it. With anything, really. I'll eat anything. So where should we go? It doesn't have to be anywhere fancy, really. I'm sure your company will more than make up for it. So you pick. But pick quickly. Otherwise, I might think you're a bit distracted. And we don't want that, now do we? I need to make sure you're focused on me. Just like I'm focused on you. Right? You want to go to McCluckin's? Really? No. I've been there before. Their chicken is to die for. I just never pegged you as a fast food type. I never saw you eat while I was following you. But that doesn't matter. I don't mind the occasional bit of fast food, sweetie. Far from it. If you like it, I like it. And if you love it, I'll love it too. So lead the way, sweetie. After all, you're buying. Yeah? The person who chooses the restaurant has to pay, sweetie. It's dating law. Etched in stone. I don't write the rules, I just enforce them. Don't worry, I'll choose the next one and I'll certainly pay for that. Now come on, it's right there. Wow, it's quite busy in here, isn't it? We might have trouble getting a table. Tell you what, tell me what you want, give me your card, and I'll go get our order. Okay, hon? Of course. You can absolutely trust me with your card. I'll protect it with my life. Plus, I already know your PIN and everything in case contactless doesn't work. Huh? Oh, you're very bad at covering the details when you use the cash machine, sweetie. Don't worry. I'll teach you how to better protect it now that we're together. First things first, though, we gotta fill our bellies. So, if you don't mind... I know I've already got your card. You haven't told me what you want to order, silly. Thank you, sweetie. Interesting choice. Oh, and no pickles. Got it. Don't go anywhere. Remember, I've got my eyes on you. I'm back, sweetie. I can see why they call it fast food. They got it out so quickly. Let's hope it actually tastes good, though. Wouldn't want your money going to waste, would we? Oh, right. Your card. Almost forgot. Here you are, darling. And don't worry. I didn't clone it or anything. I do know how to do stuff like that, but I didn't have enough time. All right. Let's dig in. Huh? Oh, I ordered the McCluckin's Gobbler Burger and a portion of fries. Yeah, it's turkey. Tastes really nice. Wouldn't you like some? Do you like turkey? I'll let you have some of mine if I can have some of yours. Oh, thank you, sweetie. So considerate. This is really nice. Really nice order you did, sweetie. What the? This isn't what you ordered, sweetie. Of all the... They got it wrong, those idiots. How dare they? How dare they do this to us? Can you believe it? I mean, look at that. Oh, I'm sorry about the mess, but look at what they tried to make you eat. No, it's not okay. They got your order wrong, honey bun. It's not like they're being overworked or something. They have to pay for what they've done. I will make them pay. What did you say? I'm acting like a what, sweetie? A Karen? That's not my name, sweetie. You know that. But that doesn't matter now. What does matter is avenging the injustice that's been done to us. Oh, you're coming with me, sweetie? That's fine. They won't be able to stop both of us. Trying to stop me? Why? I'm doing this to help you. You can't stop me anyway. I'm way stronger than you. Look, you can't even hold me back. You couldn't stop me even if you wanted to. Now stop being silly. I'm already at the counter. No, I don't care that I'm cutting in line. This is important. Excuse me, you pathetic, disgusting waste of human flesh. In case you and your colleagues didn't realize, my darling here didn't ask for any pickles. See this? Pickles. She didn't ask for any, and I want to know how you're going to make up for this. This atrocity of service. Oh, you're going to call the cops. To arrest yourself, I assume. That might be the smartest thing you've ever done. Better the law gets a hold of you rather than me. You have no idea what I'd do to you. Why, if my darling here was allergic to pickles, she could have died. You know what that would have been? Murder, with a capital M. And I bet you wouldn't even care, would you? You wouldn't care that you'd murdered the most intelligent, the most beautiful, the most kind person on this mudball of a planet. I hope you rot when they toss you in a jail cell, you disgusting parasite. I hope you regret this day for the rest of your... Excuse me? You're calling the cops for me. Why? What law have I broken? What have I even done other than try to protect the life of my honey bun here? I think I've been acting well within my rights as a customer to complain about the service that I've received. Why, I used to think of this as a fine eating establishment. But now I can't see how I ever would have thought that with vermin such as yourself infesting it. Come on, darling, let's leave. It doesn't seem like this place serves justice on its menu. What a nightmare. I assure you, my dear, I'll never be going to that place again. It's a shame, too, because I was really enjoying myself until that disaster of a meal showed up. I can't even believe that place dares to call its products food, with the slop they were sending out. Yes, I know you could have just pulled the pickles off, but that's not the point. The point is that everything is supposed to be how it's supposed to be. Up is supposed to be up. Down is supposed to be down. You and I are supposed to be together. And your food was supposed to be pickle-free. But it wasn't. What it was an affront to the natural world. But I know, you don't get it. Nobody ever really gets it. So, come on, darling. Let's put this behind us. Let me walk you home. I know you're tired after that attempt on your life. As well as your day at work, so just relax. I'll keep you safe. We can talk, chat, make each other laugh. Oh, and of course, we can discuss where we'll be going tomorrow. Come here.